Okay, it's 20 to 5. Chappers, you are going to love this. This is absolutely incredible.
Okay.
Right? Laura has an amazing talent, which, having known her, what? How long have I known you now? What, 3 years?
Yeah.
I've never known about until she mentioned it earlier today.
You've never known that she's had any talent until today?
This particular talent.
All right.
Right? She can do something with a part of her body that I've never seen before.
Right.
Laura, tell us about the great talent that you possess.
I'm a bit nervous.
So am I, slightly.
Basically...
It's not like one of the ones we saw on holiday, was it?
No, it's not like that at all. Although that was very good. Basically, I can predict the weather only using my feet.
See? That's amazing.
Right.
It's really good.
With your feet.
Tell us how you do this.
Well, it was last week, if you take your mind back to last week. I was there in my bedroom and my feet got quite hot. And then lo and behold, the next day, sunshine.
Wow. Quite a hot day, was it?
Okay.
Yeah, so I thought, wow, there's a connection there.
Right.
Hot feet,
hot weather.
Yeah.
And then what, did you then have a shower and then your feet were wet and then it rained?
No, you're not taking this seriously at all, are you?
I'm just asking.
So the state
trying to understand.
The state of your feet corresponds to what the weather's doing.
Yeah.
Okay, like today's weather. I mean, this is a local thing where we are at the moment. A bit rainy this morning.
Yeah.
And then it kind of cleared up a bit this afternoon, didn't it?
Yeah, that's
right. And your feet?
Corresponded. Wow. Exactly.
Well, your feet were a bit rainy in the morning, then cleared up.
Then
a bit
warmed
the
up.
No, they're a bit wet, or a bit clammy, a bit sweaty.
See, this is incredible, if this is true. It's like the baby mind reader, all over again.
Yeah.
Don't mock me.
I'm not mocking you. I'm sceptical about these kind of things, and it takes a while for me to become a believer. I'm not mocking you.
It's a
your
talent.
Feet can forecast the weather. Seriously, like, if this is true, you could save thousands of pounds worth of expensive satellite and meteorological equipment, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well,
just stick her on the roof and point her feet up.
But I'd quite like to put this to the test. So if there are, I mean, a lot of people may think this is a little bit random.
Really?
But if there are any kind of, like, professional weather people listening at the moment, anybody that actually kind of, like, knows about the weather or does the weather for a living or whatever, maybe you could call us up on 08700 100 100 or text us on 81199 and maybe we could put it to the test. Hello?
Hello.
Who's that?
That's Scott. It's Tara from Weybridge.
All right, Tara, you're on. What are you saying?
Well, I thought I'd better ring up and stand up for Laura, because I've got a very similar talent.
You've got a similar talent to Laura. What, you can tell the weather by your feet?
I can tell if it's going to rain because my knees tingle.
Your what tingles?
My knees tingle.
All right, okay.
Your knees tingle when it's about to rain.
It's so true. I'm not lying. She's not alone.
Okay. And when did you first discover you had this amazing talent?
Oh, since I damaged my knees in about 1995.
So how long before does this happen to your knees? What happens?
About an hour before my knees start tingling.
See, maybe you're not bonkers after all.
I'm not bonkers.
That's right, Laura, you're not.
Every time it rains, an hour beforehand, your knees start tingling.
Yep, my boss takes the mickey out of me every time I say it, but it is true, it happens every time.
You see?
Right.
You see? Now, we asked if any real-life, like, proper weather people were actually listening, and we've got one. Martin Davis, off of the weather on the telly. Hello.
Hello, hello, how are you?
Very good, how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Now, you've heard what we were saying about Laura's feet predicting the weather.
I think they're amazing.
She thinks she can do it just by using her feet. This all came to light last week when her feet were a little bit warm in the evening. Most nights, wasn't it?
Most nights last week, they were a bit warm, yes.
And then the next day, hey presto... warm, sunny weather. So,
there's definitely a connection there, isn't there?
I think so. Like, you could get rid of all those, like, expensive satellite dishes and stuff that you have, or whatever you use. How do you predict the weather, by the way?
Oh, it's pretty complicated business. Satellites and supercomputers, both of which are probably more expensive than Laura, I would guess.
Yeah. You're not wrong, Martin.
Don't quite want to take that.
I would just wonder whether Laura's got any bits that forecast the stock market. Or is it just the weather?
It's just weather at the moment.
Right, okay.
Is there anything that you need to know maybe for your forecast later today on the telly?
Well, yeah, I'm really struggling with the forecast for Northern Ireland, sort of Belfast area. I don't really know whether it's going to stay cloudy all day or whether the sun might just peep through.
The thing is, you see, at the moment, I don't... You know, like reflexology, where... like different parts of your feet correspond to different areas of your body.
Yes, I
think it might just be a local thing with her feet at the moment. I don't think she can predict the whole UK at the moment.
Right, does it go beyond her shoes?
I just think it's a local thing, a London thing.
London,
really.
Yeah. As far as London. Okay, well, what sort of temperature does Laura think we'll get in London tomorrow afternoon?
Hang on a second, we've got to get our shoes off first, Martin. Let's
get this on.
So, Chappers, if you could just describe Laura's feet.
Well, she's taking off her white pumps at the moment. And now a black sock. And her feet, I would say, are maybe size 6, maybe. I don't want to touch them. No, seriously. I don't want to touch them.
No, you have to touch them.
No, I want to touch them.
I need you to touch them to tell me what temperature they're at.
You've got a bit of athlete's foot on that toe, by the way. Oh.
It's back.
They're kind of...
I bet you're glad you're involved in this, aren't you, Martin?
I'm waiting to fill in this forecast.
It's something special.
They're a bit clammy and a bit sweaty underneath, and on top they're sort of, I'd say, quite tepid.
Right.
So, Laura, what's the weather going to be tomorrow?
From what Mark said, I can therefore predict that the weather tomorrow is going to be quite wet, but then in the afternoon we might have a bit of a dry spell. But mostly rain tomorrow because they are quite clammy.
And Martin, what's your official forecast for tomorrow?
Are both feet telling the same story? Because if you're clever like weather people, you'd have one foot saying one story and the other foot saying
another. I'll keep your options open.
Yeah, I'm not touching the other one.
I think she might have it the wrong way around. Perhaps she's got her shoes on her wrong feet. I think it might be dry and sunny in the morning and then more cloudy in the afternoon with a shower, maybe.
Ooh.
Do you think it'll be warmer than today or colder than today?
I think my feet are predicting about 21, 22, something like that.
God, they're bloody good feet.
That's right, Martin.
They're not, Martin.
You thought it was a joke, didn't you?
I'm getting worried now. I should be out of a job at this rate.
So, Laura, you're saying wet weather tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Martin, you're saying dry.
I'm saying dry in the morning and maybe a shower in the afternoon.
Right, well, we'll find out who's right tomorrow, won't we?
Yeah.
Laura's feet are your big satellites. Thanks, Martin.
Okay, you're welcome.
This is National Radio 1.